Libra Moisai lessons for the late rebroadcast. Behind the Kukosai Lockboimer Corona. We'll discuss it all. Got to rebroadcast it. First recording did not come out as planned for some reason. Didn't load. That's okay. I got a second chance at this. I will tell you that some of the 40 plus guys that listened to it told me this was a good message. I take it to heart because this message was developed late last night. I put some things together. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. I will dedicate this year, as I did, to the wonderful mother, the greatest mother of all mothers on this Mother's Day, my mother, Yudhisthira Hartstein. She's the greatest. There's just nothing to discuss. I am who I am today because of her. She taught me the great character traits to make me the sure of everything. It's really because of that. And, of course, my Rebbe Muvhok, my wonderful father, Shlita. And to my mother, Talita, thank you. Many, many more years in Mirz Hashem. We look forward to seeing you very soon. I want to dedicate this year also for Refuah Shleima to the young child, the young baby. Tiferes Hodaya was named Bas Abigail, one of my oldest students from Machor Mayan days, my prize students, whose baby needs Rachamei Shamayim, was born prematurely. Please daven for her, Tiferes Hodaya Bas Abigail. Rabbanu Shalom should send her Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Choli Yisrael. Give the family chizuk. Let the baby come home large. And Mirtz Hashem, give a lot of nachas to all Yisrael. We daven for all those who are in the midst of Kol Choli Yisrael. Those with corona, those both Refuah and Nefesh Refuah Saguf to them. To those that lost loved ones, they should be Zoicha to be made Zoicha to their families. The Parsha beautifully tells us in Bahar and Bukhosai, of course, we know that we lay in these parshios way before, but a week before it has to be read, because it has the klalos in it. Parshios Bukhosai have the klalos in it. And therefore, we can't lay in it the week before, says the halacha, because we will be too sad. The same thing for Parshios Kisavo is read 2 weeks before the Rosh Hashanah holiday, because it's supposed to affect us. Rambam says that every parsha speaks to us, and I hope through my Divrei Torah today, these words will speak to you as well as they spoke to me. And the interesting part I always like to point out, I remember Rav Nebenzel read Parshas Kisavo when I was there to be at his apartment during Vafikin, and he was laning, and he started crying when he was talking about the klalos. That's how it's supposed to affect us. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says that we have to remember always that there are klalos in the parsha, but they're always preceded with brachas. And if you think about the Amelos of Torah Gehuvos Aitelech, but it's not the Gashmas Be'itom. He said, when he was in the Holocaust over 70 years ago, he never thought that this pasuk would come to fruition. And Asati Ha'aretz Yuvul of Eretz Asad Eitein Frio. It would be crazy that Africa would ask for to explain the irrigation system. You would go to the European Union and you would explain to them how the payments become this way. And you export probably more than we eat here in Eretz Yisrael. Is going out to other countries and we're teaching them everything about science, about this. These are the brachos of the parasha. And even as the Shalom Baruch, we try to have peace with our neighbors. We try to have peace, inner peace with our own people. He says, but there's one pasuk that really does define who we are. Says the pasuk that we have to become his nation, but it has to be benasati mishkavi v'halochter lachem elokim v'atem tiyu lila. Says Rashi, what does it mean benasati? What does it mean this idea of that will be Mishkani v'tocham? Says Rashi, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mikdash, v'shechanti v'soichem, Gemara Ervin, Daf Beis, right there says, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkavi. And this is sad, because we know that the Saus we have, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Bote Mikdash, we have the Kitanos, we have the beautiful shuls. But we're not able to go into the shuls. And we can't go into the wonderful base medrash of Ish University, of Lakewood, of Mir. So I think the Salas has given the comfort, is what the Orach Chaim says. What does it mean? V'nasati mishkavini, mishkavi be'tocha. What does it mean that you will create a mishkani b'tocha? Perish, he says, we learn it based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Ayin Ches Samach. Oihel Shachin Adam Sheikr Mishkano Yitbarach Hu Mitoch Nishmat Am Kedosha. He says, the Or HaChaim, that we have to understand that this pasuk is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean, the Mishkan, what is it? It's not like Rashi says necessarily of just talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That I will place my sanctuary among you, betoicho, inside of you. The reference is to the souls of the holy. His tents will be among the man. Continues the Or HaChaim, but Asati, Mishkani, betoichem, Tishrei Shechinasi, betoichem, b'chol makom shetiyah, k'o she'ir koydem ha'egel. You see, before the Egel HaZahav, the Ramban speaks about this, in Parshas Truma, the idea that the Mishkan was really an answer to the Egel HaZahav, an answer to the fact that they needed to compact the Shechina's presence into one place that you go into as we have today in Mirtz Hashem, we should go back very soon. That one place that you're able to say, whoa, this place may look like an ordinary room, but this is a holy place. There is the Shekhinah. When the Aron's code is open, it says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Paskins in the Tshuva, you got to be super careful what you say. Don't talk at all. The Shekhinah's there. That says the Or HaChaim, don't think that that's the only relationship we have. The Jewish people's relationship is one where he's besoichem. Levavi Mishkan Evan, as we say. It's inside of every one of us. And in fact, that was the ideal state according to the Ramban. That we, our homes were Mishkans. Our lives were Mishkans. We didn't need this place to go. And I believe that's what the Kesavah HaKabbalah says. The great Kesavah HaKabbalah, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg says, great Rav in Germany, 1785 to 1865, listen to this idea. Says the Kesavah HaKabbalah, in your misalech hu holech ono v'ono. V'lo el makom echad bilvad. Hashem isn't one place. If I say, where is Hashem? Say to a little kid, he points up. It's in the Shamayim. But isn't the greatest Uncle Moshe song of them all, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere? I think it's an Uncle Moshe song. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Yes! Zot l'ksav kabbalah, that's the great song. Ki lo el makom echad bilvad, you're at shefa hakavod. It's not only in one place, not only in your shul. And if we get this any time ever, it's now. We started to realize that Hashem's in my house. Hashem's in that little shtender or that little dining room that I made into my little shul with my little svarim there. I've seen wonderful pictures of people. What an inspiring thing. This is where my father davens. This is where Tati davens. This is where Abba. This is his place. Not just there, it's not just in the shul, not the best way, it's in our home. It's you're a kavod b'chol makom shetiyoshav. Wherever we are, you got to be careful. We're carrying God's name. That's what the pasuk says. You want to be an am. That's perhaps the hardest. Rav Lau's idea, he said, perhaps the hardest is this. Katzker quotes another pasuk. Katzker quotes the pasuk in Chaf Vav Yud Dalet. Again, also in our parsha, and he says as follows: the pasuk says, "The ish ki yikadesh," that if a person as beito kodesh Hashem, shot of the pasuk is that he makes his house holy, Chavzayin Yudalin, Yikadosh is Beito, Kadosh Lashem, Yechito Hakoyin Ben Tovu Ben Ra Kasha Yerechavu To. The person makes his house to be a place that he's going to donate. To be hektish, Yikadosh is da is nice. The person's allowed to do that. The coin comes and he sees what's going on over there. Says the Kotzker, certainly homiletically not thought, but beautiful drush. He says that when a person is involved in the Amud HaEmes, he says, is involved in spiritual matters, it's relatively easy for him to do so in a sanctified state. Oh, we can all be holy when we go up to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that one day, oh wow, we see the light, but how do you take that flame with you and put it inside of you? How do you take an experience of a great Yishai Ribo, Avram Fried, Mordechai Ben David, Morty Shap, whatever it is, concert, and say, I want to take it with me. How do you take the greatest shir you've heard, a little vork that you heard? How do you take it with you? The greatest davening, being able to scream davening to the Rebbe Lishlom. How do you take it with you? True holiness, says the Kotzker, is when a person sanctifies the seemingly mundane daily activities of running his house. Oh, this is what I think the Or HaChaim, the Ksav Kabbalah, is getting at. When one behaves in an elevated manner in his own house, that's a holy person. And sometimes we miss this exact point. We can act one way in our homes and in our work, and the privacy of our home, locked in the manmad, locked on the Zoom, and Zoom's over, and now I can go on the internet, and God knows what I'm doing. Oh, but when he's in shul, oh, that's the guy in the mizrach band screaming with all the kavana and clapping and doing, wow, that must be a holy guy. Somebody in shul says, that's my boss. That's the guy, that guy. You gave that guy shishi on shot. You don't know what he's in work. Everybody hates him. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't even wear a yarmulke. They don't even know he's from. Thank God, you should see how he acts. The true test is not what's happening in shul. Do you take the spiritual matters of the shul and bring it in your home? And what better test than the time that we're in now? The article quotes this Kotzker as well as the great Rav Zelig Pliskin and his growth from Torah. Rav Pliskin continues and he says that Torah ideals and principles are not only for when you're in the yeshiva of the shul. I say, parenthetically, even when there is no shul that you can go to. Rather, Torah principles and values apply at all areas of our life. At home, one has the opportunity for acts of kindness to one's own family. Mother's Day! How many of us took the Mother's Day opportunity to wish our mother a happy Mother's Day? Don't give me excuses. I couldn't get a card. I could do this. Good. Make a picolage. Write a personal card. Write a thank you letter. More difficult it is for us to do chesed in our own home than outside the home. Says Rav Pliskin, but more difficult is it to apply Torah principles are the greater reward, the behavior that of who we can become in our home. Isn't this what Corona is all about? We developed ourselves. We don't have any excuses and say, well, I'm not in Mikdash. I'm not in the Beis Medrash. What do you expect of me? No, this is the way that it should be. That's the brachas of the parsha. How did you act when there was no shul? When you couldn't go to shul? When you couldn't go to Beis Medrash? Did you remember the spirituality you once had in that great moment of the great shmooze by the Mashkiach? The great moment when you had an inspiring davening? And take it with you. And I believe that this is what the holiday of Lag BaOmer is all about. I'm troubled on one hand because I'm a schizophrenic Jew. I have in me brisk, way back from the days of my grandfather, who was close with the Rav of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, and my father was in the Shir of Rav Aaron, and I took over that schus of being in a Rav Aaron Shir, having this schus of getting smicha from him, Yeshivas Bris Chicago. But I'm from a Hasidus family, from the house of Rishon, the ones that will be lighting the few people that will be allowed in their own and be lighting the great bonfire on Har Meron will be the Beyond Rebbe, my Rebbe. So I want to understand, what is it about Lag BaOmer that's so special? And Rabbi Bitterman goes through this better than I'll be able to say in his Wellsprings of Torah Wellsprings. And I've really gotten into his beautiful ideas. He explains the great day of tefillah that we have. And he brings down that even when we can't be there, and he says, how many people from America are not able to come in? I actually had a flight a few years ago when I came in on Lag BaOmer night. So that flight, it was all Hasidim and different people. And I was waiting online, and two people were from a very interesting place. I'd have five towns attached to them. And they were telling how much they paid because they woke up in the morning. They said, how can I not go to the Hilulah Rishon? I need the inspiration. How many of those people won't be able to go? And they quote some of the great tzaddikim that said, if you need a Yeshua, daven even if you can't be there. Even if you can't be there. It's okay. He asks a great question. The song of all songs, the undisputed champion of songs, and the only song I actually know is Bar Yochai D'Shavta Shrecha. So he asks, why is that the song? This Kabbalistic piyut, exalting the spiritual attainments of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, purported. By Ashkenazim and Svardim alike, we all sing the same song, Ba'achdus, on the Hilula of Lag Ba'omer. Why do we say the father of the Tzaddik? The son of Yochai, what's so special? So says Rav Bitterman, Lag Ba'omer is a time when we are engulfed with what Rabbi Shimon represented. You see, the Gemara tells us, of course, as we know, that originally this was the day that we don't take Tachanun. The Simcha was that finally the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. The 12,000 zugot, because they didn't have cover for each other, so they were like two separate entities of Chavrusas, 24,000 of them that died during this time. On Lag Ba'omer, the Beis Yosef says they stopped dying. The Pri Chadosh says, why they stopped dying was very simple. There were no more students except five. Rabbi Akiva said, no, I'm not done yet. And if you look at the life of Rabbi Akiva, you understand who he was. He said, I'm not giving up. And he told it over to five of the greatest of great students. And all the Torah that we have today comes from these students. Would you imagine if we had those 24,000 students, what kind of Torah we would have? And those five remaining students, as Pirkei Avos tells us, one of them is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's not enough that I'm just going to stomp teach Torah. I'm going to take the secrets of the Torah of the Kabbalah to everyone. Only the last few years of his life. And we know, of course, the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the cave, and the difficult life he had after being sentenced to death by the Romans, him and his son going in, and the carriage and all the brachas and coming out, and the fire and engulfing anyone. He had his own trials and tribulations. Says Rav Bitterman, that people refer to the Svarim HaKadoshim, he says, refers to the Pasuk and Sefer Daniel. Ir v'kadesh min shamaya nichis. A holy angel that came down from heaven. Svarim HaKadoshim says that's Rabbi Shimon. And when we study and understand Rabbi Shimon's ways and his superior knowledge, you think he was a Malach Hashem, in the literal sense. How could a human being possibly reach such great levels? Says the song, Bar Yochai, you know, he had a father and a mother. He was a human being. By default, every human being has challenges in life. He passed the test. He reached outstanding spiritual heights until he became like a heavenly angel. Unlike Ba'omer, when we discuss the greatness of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the primary purpose is to learn from his ways, to dedicate ourselves to the service of Hashem and reach the same levels that he did. Says Rav Bitterman, people tend to think of tzaddikim as born differently than everybody else. And I have to say parenthetically, as much as I love reading some of these great tzaddik books, but they make the tzaddikim out to be, oh, a Rav Moshe Feinstein. He knew Shas when he was 8. Rav Chaim, you know, he wrote his Chedusha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, it's true. I'm not going to, 17 years old, writes Chedusha. But that's not who I was. I remember meeting Anensius Waikolo, Adustin C. Finkel, or Yeshiva of Mir, who developed Mir into one of the greatest yeshivas in our time. And he would say to the boys, hey, anybody here from Chicago? I went to Ida Crown. Because it really bothers me when people say, wow, look what you became in spite of going to Ida. Because no, it's because I went there. We all have trials and tribulations. Even tzaddikim. Don't shrug yourself and say, I can't be like them. They're angels. They were born malachim. No. They're not. They were not born malachim. We must remember tzaddikim are human beings just like us. They have challenges and trials and tribulations, but that's what makes them holy. They recognize the fact that it's not just in the shuls Hashem Shechina. It's in their own homes, and they have to make their homes kadosh despite difficulties like a corona pandemic when you're in the house for 8-9 weeks. And every Shabbos, in, out, out, you have to say, oh my God, how am I going to make this Shabbos again? How difficult is it? Yes, that's part of it. We can't give up. Rabbi Akiva taught us not to give up. And certainly Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told us that we can't give up. The Nachlas Ava, says Rav Bitterman, tells us about Rav Shimon's father, Yochai, the great song, because he was married for many years and couldn't have any children. And Yochai went to his wife and he said, I think we have to get divorced. I need to have children. It's a mitzvah. I don't know what to do. Can you imagine how difficult that must have been? But there he had a dream that was interpreted by Rabbi Akiva himself. On the night of Rosh Hashanah, he dreamt of an orchard. And there were many trees there, tall trees. He saw himself leaning on a small tree, Yochai, no fruit. He knew it was him, because he wasn't having fruit. The Malach came to the orchard, carried a bucket to water all these beautiful trees except for his. With that, he had just a small jug. But with that, he understood that still there was a jug. It still was going to be watered. The Malach came to Yochai's tree. He put down the barrel with the small jug. On Motzi Rosh Hashanah, Yochai repeated this great dream to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said to him, you're going to have a child this year, you see. So he says, but why do you have a big bucket of water? Mine was this little jug. He says, that jug wasn't regular water. It was the tears of your holy wife who cried for the child. And of course, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was born then. Don't lose hope. We're all very special people. That's the message of Lag BaOmer. It's a message of Corona. It's a message of making the Mishkan, making it inside of us, a Mishkan. Of remembering what our homes are supposed to be, what our work is supposed to be. Toichu Kabar, as the Rambam says. Not just the outer side of who you represent yourself off, like the couple who walks around all lovey-dovey and holding hands, and then inside the house they fight all the time. The truth comes out here. Related this morning, now that we're Baruch Hashem able to go out, I was able to take longer walks than usual. I was able to walk with my wife. We were able to see my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. I haven't been to their home in probably 2 months, more than 2 months. And as we were walking home, there was a minyan for Mincha taking place. And I looked at the minyan. I said, oh my God. Chassidim, Sfardim, Znagdim. This Bishop people, Kipasugas, not Kipasugas. A guy wearing a t-shirt. I said, ah, Baruch Shalom, it has to be happy with us. Not making us separate. Whatever Nusach Yidav, and it's okay. This is all within the rules and regulations. They're following it. Kid Darko, Mamas, Kol Pritata, 100%. What the ministry allows us to do of health. We brought our mikdash inside our house, and the Rabbanu Shalom, I believe, is happy. Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us that the fire is inside of us. Bring the fire out. Make changes in your life. Tell the stories to your grandchildren of pre-corona and post-corona, and what you accomplished post-corona because of what you accepted upon yourself. It would be so easy to see the light of Shimon Bar Yochai, a great day of davening of all different types. Remind ourselves, even if we're far, we're close. The lovely Mishkan Eva, let that fire light inside of us. We should be zeicha. The end of this very difficult time in our lives, but a time that we can inspire ourselves and others to bring the Bayis Shlishi, the Meir of the Yameinu. Amen, the Yameinu.